begin to investigate what we think we understand, where we came from, what we think we're doing, the more you begin to see we've been lied to. We've been lied to by every institution. What makes you think for 1 minute that the religious institution is the only one that's never been touched? The religious institutions of this world are at the bottom of the dirt. The religious institutions in this world are put there by the same people who gave you your government, your corrupt education, who set up your international banking cartels, because our masters don't give a damn about you or your family. All they care about is what they have always cared about, and that's controlling the whole damn world.
The evil you do today will ring throughout the universe. Martin Luther King said justice, that the universe bends towards justice. And I see those out there in our society who have consciously decided to be unconscious, who've decided to be willfully ignorant, and how they worship at the feet of corruption and the dark power of evil. How they get off on laughing at those of us that care, laughing at those of us that have a heart, laughing at those of us who believe in justice and dignity and who know we're all imperfect but are striving for something better. The cynics are the greatest cowards because they just go along with the system thinking they'll be left alone. They're smart enough to make a subconscious and even conscious calculation to go along with the evil. I will not be counted among those timid souls. Go from us in peace. Forget that we were your countrymen. In fact, may your chains sit lightly upon you. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. I know not what course others may take. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. Because slavery is a crueler master than death. Being a coward, caring what people think about you, being too timid to speak up and stand up and be involved, that is a death that it has to be endured thousands of times. And I will not live in fear. I will not give in to it. It is not my master. I commit my full will and everything I am in the service of humanity and liberty and its animating fire. Government ships in the narcotics. The government runs the sex slavery. The government puts poison and bisphenol A in your food. The government has made diabetes and cancer go off the chart. Cancer's doubled in the last 10 years. Diabetes has doubled in the last 10 years, and it's set to double again. And they're just going to, your wives, your husbands, everybody's going to die around you, neighbors dying, children with chemotherapy. You go to the mall now, there's kids everywhere with shaved heads, hair falling out, black circles around their eyes, angel of death murdering them, and none of you will stop them. None of you will stop them. None of you, because it's too important to live in delusions. It's too important to live in lies. It's too important to watch your sitcoms and your dramas. It's too important to live in fantasy land and not be able to admit the evil, just like the Germans couldn't admit the evil of what was going on right under their noses, and the Soviets couldn't as well. Well, not me. I'm still a red-blooded American, and I'm here to raise the alarm in the spirit of 1776 murder and freedom! Having any opinion, you do what you're told by scumbag government owned by foreign banks. You give them everything. You pay them all the carbon taxes. You roll over and die. And you will serve them, and you will love it, and you will enjoy it, and you will beg for it, because it's our destiny. For the 50 million abortions and all the rest of the evil, the judgment of the West is here. The judgment of the world is here. It's only going to intensify. You conjured it. You want it. You want to live in denial? You're going to get it now. All right, I'm really angry about the TSA, as you can tell. And I want to break you out of your trance. It's not too late to turn this around, folks. But the future is coming. We're living in the present that was the future to come. Believe me, I can see it. It's there. A blind man could see this.
And now they love it. They can abuse and beat up everybody, and nobody can stop them. Nobody can stop them. They're having their way with America. They want our guns. And if you're not with them, cops and military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now. And don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this. And I should only go get upset about my favorite football team winning or losing. Listen, I know what tyranny means. I know the bankers are peer pressure and come out day one and say 9/11 was an inside job?